Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Crossing midcourt, bounce pass, Porzingis, great pass, inside, Payton, another dunk. This game is tied. Kristaps, we know, you know, having been around the NBA a long time, myself, Tom Tolbert, you, that first game back after a long trip the way the Warriors had, with a lot of late nights on that trip, it's always a tough one. You know, how hard was it to kind of get your rhythm back in a game like this?
Oh, I felt like I weighed 300 pounds. Felt like an elephant out there tonight, honestly. But no, you know what? This is how the NBA is. You play like not a great team on paper, but they can give you a challenge any night. And us coming back from the trip, obviously, we looked a little heavy today. But you have to grind these out and get them however you want, and that's what we did tonight.
So, you know, we always, you know, look at basketball. We have so much fun doing it. Sometimes we all forget about the fact that it's human beings who are playing it. How much fun are you having just being on the floor?
Of course. You know, I love this. And to be out there and to, you know, get back into a somewhat of a rhythm, to be out there with the guys and just enjoy the game, there's no other feeling like it.
I'm sure you guys only said this about 1,000 times tonight. Hey, can we stop turning the ball over?
Oh, my God. Oh, disgusting.
Disgusting is a perfect word for it. Doesn't it feel like sometimes, Kristaps, that turnovers are contagious? Like, once one person, then another person, and all of a sudden, it's like an epidemic.
It's a good comparison, you know. But honestly, like, it's just an uncomfortable team. They're all kind of similar size. They do a lot of random stuff defensively, like, and at the end we're just trying to make the right play. But sometimes it looks like, yo, what the hell are we doing? You know, especially if it's like back to back to back. Like, come on, like, look like some amateurs at some moments. But somehow we got it done. So we got to learn from this one.
How tough is it to keep like mentally grinding when it felt like you guys were in quicksand all night long trying to catch up? You guys didn't take the lead till the second, well, early in the game, then the second half. Then you end up winning the game. But how tough is it mentally just to kind of stay with it and say, if we could just get a good 4 or 5 minute stretch, we'll be okay?
Yeah, no, definitely. We had like some glimpses that we looked already a little bit better, but you know, at the end it's 48 minutes. And if the other team is making some weird shots that you don't expect, and this, it feels like uphill battle. And that's what it was for us tonight. But at any moment, like, I think our team is experienced enough, at any moment you cannot put your head down. You have to keep digging, and at the end you will end up right there and see our experience like play the part that we're able to get this one.
Final question for you, but I want you to comment a little bit about this guy. You've only seen him for a little while. We've watched him grow a little bit. What are your thoughts about Gui Santos?
Gui's amazing. Honestly, as I said, like, he have this like chill Brazilian personality about him, you know, and the way he plays is like, he play like an experienced player in a lot of times already. And I think with him getting more opportunity, more minutes now, you could kind of see more of his kind of skill set also out there. You know, a lot of these step-throughs, a lot of these kind of stop and footwork stuff. Like, it's pretty interesting, honestly. I don't know a lot of guys that do this kind of stuff. And I think Warriors got a crazy good deal with him.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, 17 points tonight for you. 5 boards, 2 assists. Most important thing, you guys got the win. And we really appreciate you coming over to talk to us, and we'll see you here on Friday.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Kristaps. Right.
Kristaps Porzingis, our guest, and really well said, nicely done by Kristaps with our post-game interview. Just for you, Tommy. That's the Jersey American fight song for their first year back in the old ABA. So,
wow, they had a fight song?
Yeah,
apparently. How about that?
Yep.
Who knew?
Available on 45.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was their mascot? A beefsteak tomato?
Yeah. Yes. Very nice. Yes, the Warriors with the win tonight in their 600 consecutive sell, which is an amazing thing just even to talk about. The Warriors go to now 35-38. Brooklyn goes to 17-56. But it was just a rock fight tonight. I mean, the Warriors end up with 26 turnovers, their fourth straight game with 20 or more turnovers. In fact, they have 97 turnovers in their last four games.
And wow.
That's just that's got to stop. But give me your thoughts. What'd you think?
Well, it's when you said 26 turnovers, I immediately thought of the great line from Animal House. I'll paraphrase here. 26 turnovers. That's no way to go through life, son. I mean, look, there's maybe, maybe more than this, but I was going to only say there's only a handful of teams, maybe 10, that you could beat with 26 turnovers. You play a legitimate team, you lose that game by 30. And not even close. So that's obviously something that they'll tell you. You could tell, by the way, I asked Kristaps that, and he was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. Disgusting.
They had to have said over and over and over again, like, you got to stop turning the ball over. And look, they outscored the Nets by 12 in the fourth. They had two turnovers in the fourth. I mean, it's not rocket science. You take care of the ball. You get up shots. You have a better chance of winning games. And they were just so casual with the ball, especially in the first quarter and the third quarter, where they had, I think, 19 of their turnovers, 10 in the first, 9 in the second, or 9 in the third. It just, you know, it gives the other team confidence. And, they had 68 shots tonight. Not a lot. They did have 36 free throws, so not much. I mean, they won the game. They should have won the game. You try to get a few wins. Here and there down the stretch. So if you could move up, that would be great. If you get to ninth, it at least gives you a home game in the first play-in game. You get to eighth, you play on the road. But then if you happen to lose, then you get the home play-in game for the last one for the eighth seed. So, yeah. I mean, you just – more than that, though, I'd just like to see them start playing better basketball. And I know it's hard. And I know it is. You don't have Butler, you don't have Steph, but I don't know when those guys are coming back. And those aren't the only guys. You know, now Moses is out. Now Seth has been out. And they've had it's just been a brutal year as far as injuries. But, look, they have enough pieces to play better basketball against these type of teams. They do. Porzingis is a legitimate NBA player. So is Draymond. They got some good young players on this team. The system is sound, so there's just no reason that they should struggle against teams like this. Now, they're going to be harder games the next week or so. Friday should be, after this game, I'd be surprised if they don't win Friday's game by double digits. Like, I'm not going to say they're going to blow them out, because it's not like the Warriors, as constituted, have a bunch of all-stars on their team. But they're good enough to be able to handle a team like Washington. Now, Washington did crush Utah today. But then again, that's Utah. That's one of the other teams that I was referring to. So, you know, some games will be tough. They got Cleveland coming up. I think they got the Lakers and Spurs and Denver. Like, those are going to be tough games. Those are really good teams. And if you're not completely healthy, and we'll see what happens with Steph. See if he gets 5-on-5 and at some point is able to play, that changes the dynamics for everything. We all know that.
Did you say the Warriors were playing the Lakers and the Spurs?
Yeah, well, I know they play the Spurs next week. Okay. I know they don't they have the Lakers coming down the home stretch?
I think they do, yeah.
I know they have the Spurs, and I know they have Cleveland, for a fact, and I know they have Houston. So they got some legitimate teams in the next homestand.
Right. After Denver, which is Washington Friday,
yep.
And at Denver, the homestand is San Antonio, Cleveland, Houston, yeah, Sac and the Lakers. And
okay,
then
yeah.
At Sac and the Clippers. I was thinking the Clippers, which is, again, finishing the year against the Clippers, 2 years in a row now. So,
not a bad place to finish the season.
No.
I mean, not that I would know, but I'm usually enjoying you from afar.
Yes, you're enjoying your couch. And,
goodness.
Saying, hey, Mr. Rabbit, should we watch the game?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bunny was out today. Bunny having a good time out there. Yeah, exactly. So Bunny tried to escape a couple days ago. Wasn't happy about that. But So there's going to be harder games.
Yeah.
You got to take care of the ones you can take care of.
Right.
Right? Sacramento, take care of it. Washington, take care of it. And then just see what happens. Like, they beat Denver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without Steph, without Jimmy, all those guys recently, they beat Denver. They beat Houston. Battle OKC. So we know they can do it. If you could just pick off one of those games.
One of them.
One of those, but you got to win these. You can't drop one of these. You drop one of these, and you know, your dream of finishing ninth is over. So just take care of, at least take care of business, and just stop turning the damn ball over. Like, if you lose and you have 12 turnovers, whatever, fine. You didn't make shots. You weren't good enough. But when you feel like it's tough enough to beat your opponent, like, when you got to battle yourself and your opponent, it makes it exponentially harder to win. And it was hard.
97 in four games.
Yeah. That's a ton.
That's a lot.
Like, a ton. Like, I can't add that. That's stunning when you say it. Like, when you say it out loud, it's like, what? Like, really?
Yeah.
That many?
And by the way, if anyone has footage of the game in 1971 with 45 turnovers between the San Francisco Warriors and Boston Celtics, Tom wants to see
it. I'll watch it. I will watch it start to finish. I mean, I
can't. The coach has probably burned it.
I can't even imagine a 45 turnover game. Like, what that. I can't.
That's 11 a quarter.
Well, it was almost the first quarter times four.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We had 10 here.
Yeah.
You do that three more times, you have 40.
15 in the first half.
Yeah, but that would have been 45. I wonder what the NBA record is. Is that a Warriors record or is that the NBA record?
That's a Warriors record.
Okay. I wonder what the NBA record is like. It's hard to believe somebody had more than 45 at some point.
Now, again, back then they were playing at a great pace. I mean, they were getting the ball up, shots are going up, and, you know.
So. I don't care what pace you're playing at. 45 turnovers is just a complete disregard for the basketball.
Maybe Joe Pace, the former
forward
with the
Bullets. A complete disregard. Yeah, thank you. Maybe Orlando Pace.
Pace University.
I'm out of Pace. I'm out of Pace knowledge, except for Pace Plumbing.
Do you want to hear something really interesting, though, which is actually a little more positive than what we're talking about
here? Sure.
Gary Payton went 5 for 5 tonight.
Okay.
10.7 rebounds. He has made 16 consecutive field goals.
Does he really?
The club record is 19, held by Wilt.
Anytime you can break a record.
Held by Wilt. Yeah.
Now, let's see what type of shots he puts up Friday.
Yeah.
Are they just going to be layups? Or is he going to – how many threes he made in that span? Do we know?
Not many.
Okay.
He hasn't been shooting a lot of threes.
Well, he's probably – let's see. He didn't shoot one tonight. I'm gonna go back. Right. I'll go back and look at his game.
Yeah, he didn't shoot a three tonight.
He's probably like, "Oh, I'm catching up to Wilt. I ain't shooting threes. I'm going all dunks."
I would really find it hard to believe that he would even know that record exists. But
I don't know. These guys have a way of knowing. Give me a second here.
Okay, Wilt, by the way, did it against New York. At Boston, and then his 19th straight was at Baltimore. 1963. Yeah.
Okay, looks like I got Gary Payton's game log up.
All right, here we go.
In the 73s.
This is great radio. Anticipation.
Oh, no, he's 1 for 1 against Dallas.
Okay.
So there you go. And, okay, so we'll see. That he might know. That is kind of an obscure one, but that... I wonder how many I made in a row. Like, I wonder if I ever got to 5. I don't even know if I got to 5.
Would that have been over how many games?
7.
Yeah. Oh, man. For the rest of us, you know, maybe I made a couple buckets in a row in high school. I don't know. Probably not, but, you know.
Somebody brought up I was on a text thread. Somebody brought up Wilt's 100-point game. And I said, I had 100 points. I go, it's the greatest December of my life. Now, I'm pretty sure I had 100 in a month. But, I mean, just look, any offensive record for the Warriors, just guess Wilt.
Yeah.
Unless it's three-point related, then just guess Steph.
Yeah.
And, you're going to get 99% of them right. So,
well, you know, coming into tonight, Draymond had 5 rebounds tonight. He's like 18 rebounds from becoming third all-time rebounding. He just passed Clyde Lee the other night, the great Clyde Lee.
Yeah.
One of the best screen setters of all time and rebounder. And he's chasing now Larry Smith. So,
ooh, Mr. Mean.
Mr. Mean, that's right.
Wow, so, how many is he behind him? Because Larry Smith was a great rebounder.
About 18 behind him. So that, which is,
so
again,
that's a ways out
part of this this era that we're in, you know, even as it declines, the fact that, Steph and Draymond are still setting, you know, moving up the ladder in the Warrior record book is amazing because, as you know, we went about 20 years of my Warrior tenure where there were no records being set.
Oh, no. There were records being set.
Yeah, there were records being set. But they were good
records.
They
weren't the kind you wanted to trumpet.
Yeah.
There's plenty of records being set.
I mean, like the year we finished the year 1-31? That was pretty good.
That's rough.
That was rough.
That's rough.
RC says, move on.
Okay. No, I was going to say this, though. It speaks to the longevity of these guys with the same franchise.
Yeah.
And how do you get that longevity? Success. And the success they've had in this organization has allowed them to put up those type of numbers. And whether it be statues or whatever, we're going to see their jerseys retired.
And that's the other thing that we should also keep in mind in all this is that, you know, how special is you get to see two guys are going to end up in the Hall of Fame. And they've been with the same team their entire careers. So that doesn't happen anymore.
No, it doesn't. It's pretty cool too. Yeah. It really is. I understand it both ways. Some guys want to go and maybe have a chance to play meaningful basketball. I think the thing that Steph looks at is he feels like they have that chance here.
Yeah.
Right. Like I have it here, and I think it resonates with him when you look at Kobe and Tim Duncan. Right, Hall of Famers that played their entire career for the same organization.
Dirk Nowitzki.
I mean, there's a couple out there. There's not a lot of them out there, though. And I think that kind of it shouldn't say it resonates with a lot of them. I think it resonates with him.
Yeah.
I think that's something he looks at and says, you know what? I'd like to do that, too.
All right, we'll see you here Friday.
Friday for the Wizards.
Yep. I believe there's baseball Friday again.
Yes.
1 o'clock.
But I will be out here super early Friday because I'm actually going to do a show from over at Fieldwork across from Oracle.
Okay.
So I'll be doing a show over there watching the Giants game from over there. And then I'll walk on down the street in time to call the
– There you go.
So it'll be a fun baseball-basketball day for me, so I'm looking forward to it.
Always
name
nice.
Three Wizards, Tom.
Bub Carrington. Koulibaly.
Yes.
Will Riley.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
And Wes Unseld.
Riley's pretty good.
Riley's
not bad.
Riley's a pretty good player.
Riley's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if you give me like another like 2 days, I'd come up with a fourth. I think. Sar. There you go. Okay, I can't get the. Is it?
He does get the emails with the rosters and stuff.
Is
right?
It? Is it?
He does.
Alex.
Alex.
Okay.
And he has a brother.
Is he related to the Duke Sar? Or is it? Are those different Sars?
I think it's different Sars.
Okay, I didn't know.
He's related to the Czar of the Telestrator, Mike.
Thank you. And good night.
Good night.